Good morning, Colin London, and welcome to our studio. This morning we would be talking about empowerment education, a tool, Purna Shakti, which you developed somehow, and you will be presenting tomorrow on youth safety and well-being.
That's right. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Hello, Oroville. Hello, everyone. I'm one of several presenters tomorrow at a CAT presentation at Unity Pavilion, as you said, where the topic is youth safety and well-being. And I feel like starting off by giving a nod to all the individuals over the past many years who've been doing various works and guiding and protecting young people in Oroville. So it's been ongoing. This isn't new in that sense. And if anything, what is new is there's a sort of culmination of the work of decades of building up of efforts. So now tomorrow's event, it's like we're experiencing this shaping up of Oroville's vibrant culture of safety and well-being. That's the phrase that has been coming. And I love it. It's taking so many exciting and totally inclusive forms, as the previous radio interviews in this series have shown. And on top of it, I see how good-willed and motivated and skilled many young Orovillians already are and taking things in their own hands. So there's that. Now, the piece that I'm bringing from Purna Shakti is an educational piece. It's a curriculum of empowerment skills, which is really a set of tools having a very specific basis and aim of powerfulness in the world. I would add that the ideal and aim is decidedly to express true power, or integral or full power, hence the name Purna Shakti. And also at the beginning, I just want to level with you all and say to tell that I readily admit that I'm also learning as I go. So I can't say I have mastery in the areas I'm speaking about, but I have seen how solid the basis is and how conspicuously absent it is in so many areas. So I'm beginning to just bring the conversation about true power and its practical expression to youth. And I'm also saying that these skills are really ongoing in practical relevance to youth and to everyone.
Can you maybe be more specific?
So I'll tell a few qualities of this set of skills which Purna Shakti is developing. And first, what we've seen is that it makes the most sense to begin with some survey, so some research and development, to know what are the life circumstances particular to young people growing up in this Oroville backdrop with its unique advantages and challenges. Without making assumptions or projections, either way, we want to really get on the same page as to what are the pressing issues for our adolescent community members in your own words and experience. Then we use those situations and offer the skills in a very living way, based in what I've come to call the Purna Shakti model of power dynamics, which is a power-centric model. Specifically, Purna Shakti is a true power-centric model. So in the curriculum material, a lot of initial effort and energy goes into describing what does this true power-centric model even mean? And what is it, and why does that matter?
Okay.
Today, I'll just touch on that with some broad strokes. We can, right now, I feel like scratch the surface just enough to give the listeners a flavor.
Fair enough.
So what it is a model in which we establish among each other some basic common understandings of our relationships. So for starters, we can establish that we are free beings interacting with other free beings. I'm not going to go into or talk about nuances of free will discussions, but we'll just keep it simple. And we can establish that we're each free beings interacting of our free will. So we can also go a step further and agree that no free being has a claim or entitlement in particular over another free being. So this becomes helpful to begin to articulate and recognize because Then we can track the actions of ourselves and others. Ideally, we can relate in ways which are not violating the free will of others, and in which we are also not similarly having the will of others unwantingly imposed on us. So we can go about doing this consciously, or at least noting where there are transgressions. And actually, it happens all the time. So as we're growing beings, then the thing is, often we just do little corrections and we correct it on our own. But this is making it all more conscious. I'm aware that this may be sounding wordy or theoretical, but that's because it actually is. I mean, I'm really going into the underpinnings to show and establish the firm basis from which the curriculum is a very consistent outflowering. Mm. And finally, the skills are practical. And in fact, they only exist in order to be of practical use. Mm. But they're working with some very clear and conscious principles and dynamics, which I'm describing. And it's really okay if you or if the listeners, if you don't follow all this completely, it's enough to just kind of roll with me. First, we're establishing that there is such a thing as a power-centric basis. And we're getting more and more familiar with exactly what it is, and even having a shared understanding of what that is. And then next, we learn to observe power dynamics in the world, as if consciously using a filter, not unlike a Snapchat filter. So we have the actual possibility of consciously viewing and perceiving the power dynamics going on around us and which we're a part of when we put on that filter. Mm-hmm. No? So I find it useful to, in talking about now the dynamic part, to refer to the task like of a martial artist, although I'm not a martial artist myself, but it demonstrates in a very physical way one of the first things required is to be able to perceive and recognize what is coming at you. Is someone approaching you to shake your hand? Is someone approaching you to attack you? Probably most people are approaching you to shake hands, but you would have to be willing to recognize it if someone were approaching you to attack you. Mm-hmm. Having recognized that, then the martial artist has also learned and practiced some skills, which then allow them to meet an attack according to their aim, which can be to escape, which can be to neutralize, which can be to counterattack. The nature of the empowerment skills that I'm talking about, that I'm initially presenting, they're not the physical self-defense. They're the more subtle forms, so verbal, energetic stuff. Mm. But it's stuff which may be subtle, but has real felt effects.
So it's like a person who would be going into that, it would be like a martial artist who is training to recognize that somebody is violating your free being space and you act accordingly, yeah?
Yes, it's the same principles that a martial artist would be working from. Fair. Yes. Have you ever, for example, now when I talk about the subtle forms, mm-hmm. some people can relate to having come out of a conversation with someone and they felt they got punched in the stomach. Although it was only an exchange of words. So what happened? And then let's find out. We're actually learning how to bring out and recognize invisible stuff that goes on in interactions all the time. And a super example of this is this classic Tom and Jerry cartoon entitled Invisible Ink. Have you ever seen it? We can put a link with this interview in it. The cat and mouse are doing their usual antagonizing of one another, and suddenly the mouse, Jerry, finds a bottle of invisible ink, and he paints his entire body with it. And then from this invisible state, as you can imagine, he goes on to do a lot of damage to Tom, the cat, until a scene on the kitchen counter where some flour powder has spilled across the counter, and the little invisible menacing mouse walks across that powder, Tom sees little footprints appearing in the flower. Mm. And we see his moment of recognition. And then he sprinkles flour over him. And only then, upon proper seeing, he goes on to recognize this force and then he can be effective. So it's a really apt illustration of what happens when we learn to recognize these very invisible but recognizable power dynamics, then we can participate more consciously and go on to be safe and effective and have super well-being and be powerful.
That sounds very good, yeah, because many times in our lives we are, as you said, even in conversation or in a dynamic of a group of people, and somebody might actually overpower us with something we don't even recognize and where it's coming from and how to take a stand, either be neutral against it or even counteract, no?
Yeah, so we're starting with this most preliminary step of being able to recognize there even is such a thing as power dynamic and to use this filter. And then another part of the curriculum is that we'll learn more about what true power means by seeing it in the context of the a triad of light, love, and force. So what we are calling true power is something like the well-balanced expression of each of these three, also called wisdom, compassion, power. And this is a really important theme, which we refer to in the skills, in the set of skills. Wherever one or two of these wisdom, compassion, force are less, we also learn to recognize characteristic deficiencies. So this is all really interesting and rich material, and it's what the Puna Shakti is developing its curriculum around. And I want to also just say that the educational piece is a super use of energy, we found, because it's a very impersonal way to engage with the material. By the time we find ourselves involved with real-world issues as they're going on, there are already a lot of obstacles to doing the right thing or to expecting others to be receptive when things are all loaded up and in an active conflict or a dangerous situation. We also do work from that direction, but energy spent in education is well spent in this proactive well-being. Yes, what we're calling a vibrant culture of safety and well-being and powerfulness in the world. That's the aim.
Cool. These educational tools are only for adolescents or for anybody, or also for younger children or grown-ups?
So at the moment, we're doing the, for this, we're focusing on adolescents or teens. But it's what we, the beauty of it is that it's the relevant for every age. And yes, we can create the curriculum for young people, for people older, for our youth, whichever ages, for everyone. It's just that, why do we speak about the age then? Because the life circumstances will require different nuances or maybe developmental ability. So we adjust it like that for young children. But the basis is very consistent. It's not like there's a new set of fundamental rules that we're trying to promote for different age groups. It's super consistent all the way.
So this tool you would be offering in schools, or you're offering to anybody who wants it, or how somebody can reach for that, where you can find it?
Yeah, it's available to anybody who wants it. And it's in development now. So what I suggest is anyone who's interested in this to contact me at purnashakti@oroville.org.in, and you can get on our mailing list and either join with the development or just be kept aware of, you know, as it's being made available.
Some things you have already prepared, no? Some posters?
Yeah, I have this poster.
Affirmations, I think, or something.
What will be available, I'm going to bring a flyer, which also I can have with this interview. You can use this image. And it is at the level of the conscious community. So even people who don't have children, who aren't parents, who aren't children, as you want to be a conscious community member, it reflects this message, which is, it just affirms the a powerful poise to be taking. So I'll give this poster here. That will start, I can make available right away.
Cool. So let's invite our youth again tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion for youth safety and well-being towards the vibrant health of our community.
Totally.
And Kalananda would be presenting educational empowerment tool Purna Shakti for all of you who would like to be, let's say, be a free being and interact with free beings on free will. Somewhere there, no?
Sounds good.
Okay, Kalena, thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. See you tomorrow.